This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 18th. Greetings from beautiful South Carolina. Well, we had a beautiful rebound yesterday, up limit. Very strong at the close, as President Trump was talking about all the stimulus that he and Treasurer Mnuchin were going to be working on. That's the good news. And the bad news, today we're locked limit down because everybody wants to know how we're going to pay for it. And Treasury yields are rising on the stimulus news. I assume we're going to have at least a $2 trillion deficit this year. And, of course, they want to mail out checks to people, like, immediately. This is interesting. And it's somewhat of the problem we had last week when the markets were oscillating, Treasury yields were going up. That caused the Fed to slash rates a full 1% to zero. Inject $700 billion quantitative easing, $500 billion was for the treasuries, push treasury yields lower, $200 billion was to push mortgage-backed security yields lower. So we might need more quantitative easing. The Fed's been very, very busy in the commercial paper market and other overnight markets trying to provide liquidity. I don't want to see bond yields rise when the stock market's going down. And that's kind of what's happening today. But I'm hopeful that, you know, we'll only swing like 5% a day instead of 10% a day like we did last week. So that would be good. Be good if our volatility just slowly starts to subside. The Dow's dividend yield is over 4%, according to our friends at Bespoke. They did a beautiful report on that. So the stock market does provide a lot more yield out there. Now, of course, there's going to be some dividend cuts, but we don't have them yet. The market should catch itself with the dividends. Also, I noted yesterday a lot of my stocks had incredible bounces. So the good stocks definitely come roaring right back. And so I'm just curious how we'll do in the quarter and window dressing season, which is now underway. And also, the last trading day in March, when I normally get a free pop from the ETF industry buying my stocks, they have to rebalance, reweight. So let's hope volatility goes to 5% a day instead of 10% a day. That's what I'm hoping for today. I'm hoping that Treasury bond yields don't go up too much. We are bordering deflation in the U.S. right now. Crude oil prices are just barely above $25 a barrel. There's an incredible surplus building. We did have retail sales come out yesterday, and they were down. They kind of gave us a preview of what we're going to have in March, but it's not going to be good, folks. In March, retail sales, I'm sure, are going to be down 10% or more. What's happening to the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry, and, of course, the travel industry is truly devastating. And a lot of people that work in these industries, they need money right now. So they, whatever relief the federal government is promising, hopefully they can get to the people as soon as possible. So the main key is we need to know how long does this national quarantine last, okay? If it's 2 or 3 weeks, we can probably tolerate it. If it's 2 months, that's not good, okay? In Italy is a ghost town, and northern Italy, and they don't put the sirens on the ambulances anymore because it freaks people out. So, and of course, there's no traffic now in northern Italy because everybody's hiding, okay? Because they're all quarantined. So this is just going to be fascinating to see how things unfold. There's also a fight brewing over the Tesla plant in Fremont because the sheriff declared them non-essential and they need to basically curtail operations, have skeletal staff. That fight's not over, but, they're just interesting things evolving. And of course, the UAW wants to go on at least a two-week break. So I think the main thing for us in America is we want to know when are we going to, crawl out of our holes, when can we get out and about again? And when will the factories and everything resume? And obviously, the virus is killed by heat and humidity. And obviously, we have beautiful spring weather right now. So let's just hope it gets hot fast, okay? And it's going to be very, very interesting. It's I think the markets are volatility should wind down here a bit, and that's a good sign. I have folks asking me when should I put in extra cash and everything, and obviously I thought this week was going to be the week because I thought I was expecting a positive statement from the Fed, but because we broke new lows last week and we made new lows on Monday. We made new lows yesterday before the market took off. I think the main thing is we just need volatility to subside and we need to exhaust this. We've had our capitulation selling. So, I think if earnings start to work, I think sometime in, maybe first couple of weeks of April, we might be able to tiptoe back in. But I think I need to see earnings work. I need to see fundamentals return. And we do have to have guidance on when can this national quarantine cease. And then I'm sure the market will come roaring back and the economy will come roaring back. I mean, people are going to be going stir crazy. So this is going to be quite interesting. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you a little update. So the good news, volatility is dropping. The good news is that Treasury yields aren't going up as dramatically this week as they were last week. I think the Fed's going to have to do a little bit more quantitative easing. They certainly are busy in other markets like commercial paper and all the overnight liquidity markets. So I think, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm hoping it's going to be early April, okay? And I'll let you know. So I'll be calling when I think you can invest extra money. But I know most of you just want this volatility to die down, as do I, because it's unnerving. And one last thing, folks, if you watch the market, all the action is first and last hour. So just in the middle of the day, I would encourage you not to watch it. It's lunchtime in New York, okay? Even though they can't really go to lunch anymore. So the decisive moves in the market were made in the first and last hour. So hang in there, folks. I know this is painful for a lot of you, but at least we're seeing a lot of our good stocks are starting to bounce. And we know that as we exhaust the selling pressure and the daily volatility starts to come down, we're gonna really take off. And obviously the market yields more than anywhere else you can go. So that is very, very encouraging to me. Again, the Dow's literally almost four times the yield of the 10-year Treasury, and the S&P's over three times the yield of the 10-year Treasury. So I'd rather be in dividend stocks, to be honest with you. We just need the market to recognize that. One of our bigger dividend stocks is a stock called ABR. It's a REIT in Uniondale, New York. It's owned in mutual funds and things that I manage. They did announced a big stock buyback the other day, so that's good news. And there's a lot of incredible yields out there for everybody. So I'll let you know when you can take advantage, when you can jump in, but I think it's going to be early April. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.